morning. I wanted to start this evening by introducing myself. This is my first time in Inverness in the daylight, although it's dark again. I'm Jen Namberg. I'm originally from Canada, but I teach in Edinburgh. The rest of my Edinburgh buddies are sick or couldn't make it for one reason or another, but I made it. And I had a major computer meltdown last night with viruses. So I'm going to work off my blog, which is trailsoptional.com, if you want to have a look at any of this. And when I kind of took a general poll on the way in, we have very diverse teaching qualifications in different subjects here. So I figured I'd go with something general and how I use wikis. And I use wikis in all different ways. Now, I was up teaching in the Arctic for my October holiday, and they're busy working on a big project with Web 2.0. So I was showing all these different teachers how to use wikis and blogs in their classrooms. So I had a whole bunch of different lessons using wikis, and it's all over the map of subject areas, primary, secondary. So these are all some different ideas for using wikis. So we'll see how many I get through in 7 minutes here. This is my favorite one. This is a writing assignment. And it's all about using a wiki to create stories. And what you do is it's all around fortunately, unfortunately. So when there's about 15 story starters, and each student contributes to each story. So it's group writing. And you start with fortunately something happens, and unfortunately something happens, and this continues on. But by the time you're done, the entire class has written every bit of the story. Or you could do this across jurisdictions or schools where you have partners. So you're writing with somebody, and you write unfortunately, and they come in and write the next one. So wikis are really effective for shared writing, because you can edit something, leave it. Somebody else can go in and edit that same page. And whether that's language arts, whether that's primary or secondary, but shared writing is a really great way to use a wiki. This was a really fun one with science. I think this was a grade 6 class, so P7. And it was all about making trees. And we were using Tagito to make trees and making word trees. And it was using descriptive words, and they had to guess the tree. So they made their picture, whether it was with Wordle or Tagito. Then they put it on the wiki, and the wiki was the place where, using the discussion forum part of the wiki, the other students could leave their guesses and leave feedback. And so they started to answer each other's questions. So that was a really fun way to use the wiki as a place to post their work and get feedback on their work, especially when it's something where the other students had to guess. Because then you could have the page with just the information and the discussion forum with questions and answers. This one was fun with math. I know somebody else was looking at the Wii with in math, but we were using Wii Bowling, and they were multiplying fractions for the first time. This is grade 8, so S2. And somebody would bowl, get the fraction, and then as they were bowling, everybody else would go onto the wiki on the discussion forum part and make a question. And then other people would log in and answer those questions. So one person was bowling, but the rest of them were completely engaged on the wiki because they were all making the questions for each other. So, and it was also on the wiki, there was explanations on how to multiply, there was interactive activities on how to multiply fractions. So those that weren't really engaged with the question answer part could go in and do an independent activity. I had the Brain Pop video on there about how to multiply and divide fractions. So if they didn't know how to multiply fractions to start with, they could learn. So I had the class doing 6 different things, but they were all learning how to multiply fractions at the same time. This was a science class, and it was a review portal. So each page on the wiki had different pieces to review their science unit, which was on, I don't remember, something exciting in grade 9 science. So I used Linoit, which you could embed. I had games. This is Wonderville, a really, really great science site if anybody teaches primary science. It's Canadian, but it's still really good. I had a class tools matching game in there, BBC video in there. I had Brain Pop videos in there. But what it did was give a place to put a whole bunch of different things that you could really easily embed, and then the students could leave answers, responses in the discussion forum section. And a wiki was a great way to do that, because it's an easy way to embed and put it in all different pages. And you could do that in almost any subject. But that one happened to be science. This one was all about biodiversity. Our teacher gave me a really hard topic on this one. So I used a wiki to put in a MindMeister mind map, which they can all edit at the same time. So they logged into MindMeister, I had the counts made ahead of time, and they were starting to make food webs all about Antarctica. And it had a bunch of links in Antarctica, but they were making a giant food chain, or a food web, of biodiversity in what most people consider a place that has no biodiversity, They were learning about biodiversity by making an embedded mind map in the wiki. And then again, I could easily put links as well, because if I was just using MindMeister, I couldn't have other links and resources. But a wiki with an embedded MindMeister worked really well for that. And MindMeister is a mind mapping tool you can update collaboratively, so more than one person can edit it at the same time. And, oh, my favorite one, if I have 1 minute left. For sure, writing. Now, this was using the entire writing process on a wiki, not planning it in the classroom in your jotters and then just going to type it up. And this is actually turning rapidly into my PhD thesis, although I'm not sure if we're going PhD yet. But I started with Read, Write, Think to do the planning. Then they actually wrote it right on the wiki, first draft, and it was all about persuasive writing, a paragraph. Then they threw it into Wordle, and they could start to see what words popped out, so it was analyzing the writing online. It was persuasive writing, and their most common word was might. That's not very persuasive. So then they had to rewrite a second one right underneath, and they could see the first one and the second one, put the analysis in the middle, and they could really see the progress in the writing. And then they could use the discussion form again to leave feedback. So have a look at wikis. It's an underused tool and can be used all over subject areas. That's it.
Thank you.